B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You're gonna be faking me. What is it? The hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
Sound off.
All right, sound off. Did you know that when you try to write out risotto in a text or an email,
risotto,
it auto-corrects the risotto?
That's funny.
You know, why isn't risotto more part of Thanksgiving? I like a nice risotto. It would fit right in.
It is a nice risotto. Just you have to, like, you can't leave it. You got to keep starting. So people, Italians, would rather go with the pasta before the risotto, because risotto is a commitment.
I get it.
It's really a commitment.
But I'm just saying.
Delicious, though.
I like a risotto.
Are you a fan? Are you a fan of the risotto?
I love it. It would fit right in. Think about it. If you have the other food there anyway,
yeah,
a risotto would fit very nice.
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Maybe I'd
make some risotto.
Yeah, do some risotto, but it's commitment. It's like Henry's brother.
I mean, it's not that long.
You got to keep stirring it. You got to stay over it. Keep stirring it.
How long
does it take, Jen?
I mean, 20 minutes.
Yeah, but it's 20 minutes. It's constant stirring.
Of constant stirring.
Yeah.
So what? You sit there, you drink a beer, he won't stir.
He wants something to do. You have 20 minutes of staying over rice.
I don't know if I have 20 minutes.
Yeah. 610-771-9705. That's the sound off line. You got something to say, hit us up, leave us a message, and you may make the big cut right here on Sound Off.
There's only one guy out of the three Phillies that should be eligible in the next 3 years for the Hall of Fame that I think should make it. And Jimmy Rollins would be it, without even a debate. Howard and Utley, nah, I mean, too much injury. Jimmy Rollins is there every day.
Yeah, I agree. It's just logical. I'm not trying to be a fanboy here. It's just logical when you look at the numbers. And unfortunately, the other guys just don't, they don't have... As a power hitter, Ryan Howard was a great power hitter here. But the overall numbers, I don't think, put him in the upper echelon of power hitters that would make the Hall of Fame. And Utley, it just unfortunately did not play enough, did not have enough hits. So we'll see.
Did you see that track last night? We get to play that team twice down the stretch now? Listen, postseason training's on the track. If you don't want to be on it, hop off.
There you go. That team,
all right, then.
Last night is Drek, and there's no freaking way that they should be able to beat the Eagles on Sunday.
But people don't have to get on. You can get on the train later, too.
Yeah,
the train is always welcome.
The train always has the door open.
Michael, $60 to park at Happy Valley. That's disgusting. What's going on up there? Is that to pay off all the lawsuits or what? Wow.
Oh, that's a violation. $60 for what? That's an RV rate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a car. For football games?
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, it's not $60.
It can't be $60,
no,
right?
No, it's not $60.
Mike, let me throw out some stats for you in this whole Ozzie Smith-Jimmy Rollins comparison. Ozzie Smith wins above replacement 76.9. Jimmy Rollins 47.6. Ozzie Smith 14 gold gloves to 4. Ozzie Smith 15 all-star game appearances to 3.
That's because Ozzie Smith had the fancy. He was fancy. So everybody goes, oh, he must win it. You know how that gold glove is. It just repeats itself year after year because he's Mr. Fancy. His fielding percentage was 20 points less than Jimmy Rollins.
And real fast, Jim Passan found this. Freddie Freeman has a lower WAR than Brett Gardner from the Yankees. Remember the center fielder?
Yeah.
He has a lower WAR. Stop using WAR.
These analytic people love
Freddie Freeman's a great player. Gardner was a journeyman type dude, yet they say Gardner's better. Stop using WAR.
Yeah, I'm not saying Ozzie Smith shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. I'm saying as long as he's in, Jimmy Rollins beats him in many categories, so he should be in.
Mikey Miss, what is going on with the General and the Cuz? Do y'all still have the hit out on him, bro? Come on. His jingle is good. You know what? Play the jingle.
The Hembo jingle? What's going on with the Hembo and the Cuz? Is that what he's saying? Really?
Yeah.
Cuz is beefing with Hembo?
Yeah.
What? I didn't know this. What's that about?
He's big against Stat.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a big...
anti-Statman.
Yeah, and Hembo doesn't know. It's a one-sided beef.
Right, absolutely.
No one's told Hembo.
Cuz been ripping the Hembo numbers that he puts on our show?
Yeah, because people listen, and then they call Ant's show and say, hey... What about this? And the 40% chance of the playoffs.
He's anti-analytics. Because
Tyrese Maxey has to be the steal of the 2020 NBA draft. Sixers fans are finally getting to see what an actual real guard looks like.
I agree with that. He's playing his buttocks off. He's nice. He's a really nice player.
Yeah, Mark, why do they have Nick Sirianni as the head coach? There's many choices out there. They could have had Bruce Staley. Why not? Peterson. Nothing wrong with Doug Peterson. And there's so many coaches that were out there. Unbelievable.
What's he mad about now?
What's the beef now? Like, they're gonna win the five games from this point on. Do I think he's a great coach? I don't know. He's had his moments of down, but right now that shouldn't be an issue.
Ben Simmons for Jeremy Grant? Are you kidding me? Why don't we just bring back Isaiah Cannonball and Sauce Castillo and make it a total disaster? If they make that trade, I'm out.
Sauce Castillo.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
I
panned him from the moment he was drafted.
Couldn't get that shot.
He was drafted like eighth, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a lottery pick.
Sauce Castillo.
By the Kings, who still don't know what they're doing because they had that same owner.
Stauskas. Stinks. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Drytech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to drytechcorp.com.
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.